So Wild Up came out of a bunch of questions, a group of friends getting together and asking questions about what we wanted Orchestra to feel like. And we're not really an orchestra, but the big friend group that is Wild Up now came out of those questions, like, who would like to do this type of work, which is work that has no boundary in terms of what etiquette looks like at a concert, work where all types of music are presented next to one another, which is offensive in all directions, actually. I think that classical music people are so entrenched about what classical music is. And then new music folk, they really don't like doing things like if you do a cover of Andrew Bird, they think that that's not so artful. So I wasn't realizing that I was asking people to like offend their friends in all directions. But what happened is that like if you throw that really wide net and you make everything valid, then the palette of who is interested in what you're making, just it opens the door wide open to that.
What are you programming for Wild Up? Like what's the music on the table that you just want to shout out and share with everyone?
We just did a US premiere of a piece by Kate Moore called Clepsydra. And the Clepsydra is like a water clock. So in this piece, there's a water sculpture that has all these different tempi, and we have to build this thing. And there's some really, really beautiful sounds. And there's this one sound where two of the brass players lift up these bicycle wheels that are prepared with all these paper clips and turn them, and the falling paper clips make this incredible sound. We did it almost in the dark as well. Which just feels like time is being pulled. Feels like you've entered a texture and then you're in it for the entire duration of the piece. We did a piece of Ted Hearn's called Lob Mosaics, which the recording just came out. And all of the movements cut up older music and kind of tear them apart. So the second movement is called Palindrome for Andrew Norman. Andrew and Ted are incredible friends. And it's actually part of Andrew's music, part of his trio, which is just remarkable. And then cuts from Bach that are all taken apart. Cuts from Mahler that are taken apart. This kind of big Hollywood music that interjects for a second. The complexity that Ted has, jumping from style to style to style and doing them all well. And when you look at the score, it's a thing of immense beauty.
What was the first score that totally intimidated you and you mastered it?
Wow, good question. Well, I mean, when you start conducting every score is like that, like you're marking phrases in Mozart going like, no, like, does the phrase begin on the first bar or the second bar? This is crazy. Is it possible? I remember I'm just doing Mozart 40 again. And the first time I did Symphony number 40, you get to the last movement and I was like, what is harmony? What is this? There's a lot of accidentals here. There are 11 pitches here. This is a 12-tone row. This is a 12-tone row. And I was screaming, I was like at a coffee shop, thinking like this is profound. The profundity of this, of these bars, even in classical music, there's so much to find there. Our brains don't hear that anymore, I don't think, because we're so used to, we're just like, oh, this is classical music. We hear it as classical music. But if one could actually communicate the profundity of that gesture of putting a 12-tone row at the beginning of a development.
What interested you in conducting to begin with?
Conducting is the way you teach in music. All the great conductors have been teachers, actually. And it's a tricky thing when you're young because you can't be a teacher. You have to just be cool. It's this weird line where you have to zone in with them in a way that is the way that they want to experience it. Like conducting is all psychological. It's like people say that I'm clear. They say, wow, you're so clear. Thanks. I know exactly where I am. I don't think it's about being clear. I think it's that people start to feel like loved. Like it's about, it's just like anything. It's like people really need to feel loved, right? And so when you look at somebody and give them a gesture like, I love you, there's something about that the comfort level goes way up. And the level of joy that they can have while just being able to do their individual job, which is incredibly difficult, it makes that job easier.